Hello and welcome back to the Nutmeg Podcast. I'm Lauren and today I'm joined by Brad Holland, our Director of Investment Strategy. Welcome, Brad.
Hi, Lauren.
So, Brad, we're coming to the end of this year. Looking back, it's been quite a good year for equities. Why is that?
Two key phrases explain equity market performance from the start of the year to the end of November. They are artificial intelligence and, secondly, soft landing, which describes how central bank interest rate hikes have not yet or will not induce a recession. Well, news broke about the advent of generative AI in January, and US technology stocks began to improve from that point. It came as a bolt out of the blue, as the technology was thought to be some way off wide-scale adoption. At the time, financial markets were worried about inflation and the risk of a global recession. But inflation data showed continual improvement from the 2022 peak, and economic data surprised for its resiliency to the high interest rates and to the losses in real incomes. Gradually, through the year, the market began to accept the possibility of that soft landing. So stock markets continued their rise until early autumn, when rising bond yields undermines the valuation of technology stocks in particular. After a weak patch from August to October, stock markets staged a strong recovery in November. World's developed equity markets rose 9% in November, and US tech stocks climbed 11%. And bond yields fell in November as markets came to believe central banks are close to their peak in rates. A strong UK currency, which rose 5% in November, took the shine off the FTSE 100, and that's the UK's largest company index. Earnings from these companies predominantly come from overseas, so they had less value at the higher exchange rate for the pound. To the end of November, world developed equities were up 18% in local currency terms, but only 11.5% in pound sterling terms due to that stronger sterling appreciation. This is well above the UK large company index performance, with the FTSE 100 so far registering around 5% year to date. Now, the UK index does not have many technology companies, so missed out on a key theme for 2023.
Thanks. And so what are the prospects for a soft landing?
Well, the global economic cycle is definitely at a key juncture, and there are a lot of moving parts as we head into 2024. Firstly, will underlying inflation continue to fall, removing the need for central banks to keep raising rates much further? We think it will decline inflation overall, but are less confident about the path for inflation going forward in the UK. Secondly, are lower energy costs guaranteed, or could geopolitical risk or oil supply cuts add more pain to the cost of living and the cost of production? Well, this is always a risk, but higher energy prices are not something that we expect to see. The third moving part, will the labour market continue to support incomes, or will companies shed labour, increasing unemployment? Well, we think skilled labour shortages will keep the labour market quite firm, actually, and as long as consumer demand remains robust, companies will not feel the need or the pressure to shed labour. Here's the fourth moving part. We think that the financial position of the average household in the US and the UK is actually quite strong. Buffers of savings had been stored up well before they were boosted during COVID, and those stocks of savings are a long way from depletion. The fifth moving part is the cycles in trade, global trade, business investment and manufacturing cycles. Well, there are signs that the investment cycle is already improving, helped by solid corporate profits and supportive government fiscal policy. Now, trade and manufacturing data should follow suit as these cycles typically move together.
Okay, that sounds encouraging. What about higher interest rates, though? In time, won't they harm the economy?
Well, it's a fair objection. And the housing sector is the number one candidate for weakness from higher interest rates. But ultimately, housing is only a small part of an economy. And shortages of homes seem to have put a floor even under this sector. So permits for new builds of new homes in the US have been steadily rising from their low point in January this year. And the latest data on house building starts in the UK showed a 33% jump on year-ago levels. Very clearly, households will continue to be cautious about their spending patterns into the new year as the cost of living hike continues to impact. But our expectation is that global growth remains positive, but subtrend throughout 2024.
Thanks, Brad. Great to hear from you as always. And thanks to you, our listeners, for tuning in. If you have a topic that you'd like us to discuss in next month's investor update, contact us via email or social media. Goodbye.
More information about this update is available in the description. As with all investing, your capital is at risk. The value of your portfolio with Nutmeg can go down as well as up, and you may get back less than you invest. Past or future performance indicators are not a reliable indicator of future performance.